the rest of the story. He was a handsome young composer, and she was an heiress. To either the other was beloved, and from their oneness rose, like a soaring bird, the most passionate music that the world has ever known. She was Nadia von Meck, and he was Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, and the love they shared, well, that is the rest of the story. Nadia von Meck was the wealthiest woman in Moscow, and yet her vast inherited fortune was little solace in the wake of her husband's death. And so it was in the year 1876. She encased herself in her magnificent mansion, an army of servants in attendance, the world just beyond her doorstep, and yet painfully spiritually she was alone. There was, however, a piano in the great mansion, and Nadia was a competent pianist. This, then, was the salve for her spiritual wounds, the declarative reply to her melancholy. She played for herself the music she loved. At that same time, in the city of Moscow, there was a 36 years young composer named Peter Tchaikovsky. Unknown to him, his music was even then speaking eloquently to the heart of a lonely widow. It was as though he knew her secret longings and had spun them into an enchanted web of melodies and harmonies. He also could not have known that this woman, because of her infatuation with his music, was taking an ardent interest in him personally. From his friends, from his acquaintances, she was learning about his temperament, his attitudes, his needs. In the greatest romantic tradition, Nadia had fallen in love first with Tchaikovsky's music and then with Tchaikovsky. At last, she summoned enough courage to introduce herself to him. Their relationship was polite in the beginning, honored sir and honored madam. Nadia commissioned a number of musical compositions. She became Tchaikovsky's patron, his mentor, and in time his confidant, his inspiration, and thus blossomed one of the most profound, one of the most intimate relationships in the history of music, that of Peter and Nadia. For 14 years, they turned to each other for love in a lonely world, for comfort in sorrow, and for sharing in joy. For 14 years, his most sparkling and passionate music was written for her, and in this, the world would owe her a debt of gratitude forever. And for Tchaikovsky the man, Nadia was salvation itself, was at times all that stood between him and insanity. One day they parted. It was she who ended the relationship. Nobody is really sure why. Some scholars suggest that they know why, but nobody can be certain. Neither survived very long without the other. Nadia's health deteriorated rapidly, and Peter died whispering her name. The secrets that did not die with them are preserved in their correspondence. Indeed, that is all we know of them. Indeed, that is all they knew of each other. For the historic relationship of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky and Nadia von Meck, the intense communion of two souls that produced the world's most passionate music, the love of a lonely heiress for a handsome young composer and his love for her, was a oneness entirely apart. For they, Nadia and Peter, for fear of shattering the beautiful illusion, confined their love to letters. For 14 years, they never once met. And now you know the rest of the story.